Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Big headline today. Agility's Churchill Capital 11 merger hands the company roughly $2.5 billion, a massive war chest that effectively puts humanoid robotics on a commercial clock. The question now isn't hype, it's whether Digit can actually earn its keep in real warehouses.
That kind of capital can do a lot. Scale manufacturing, fund large pilot fleets, and build out engineering teams for robustness and safety. But it also brings investor timelines and growth expectations that compress roadmap decisions.
Exactly. The real product market tests are operational metrics. Pick rate per hour, mean time between failures, integration latency with warehouse management systems, and how easily Digit fits into existing workflows without disrupting throughput.
And don't forget the day-to-day headaches, safe human-robot interaction, battery swaps and thermal management, handling diverse SKUs, and field maintenance. Proof of concept in a controlled lab is very different from relentless three-shift warehouse duty.
On the economic side, Digit has to move beyond per-unit excitement to convincing total cost of ownership math, capital cost, service contracts, uptime guarantees, and whether leasing or robot as a service beats outright sales for customers.
Competition and buyer psychology matter too. Existing automation vendors, AMR fleets, and niche manipulators will push price and capability expectations. Early adopters will be conservative, looking for incremental gains, not moonshots.
Synthesis, the $2.5 billion gives Agility a runway to de-risk engineering and scale pilots. But market validation will come from hard deployments that show measurable ROI, not from demos or consumer fascination.
That's the metric to watch. Signed multi-site pilots and clear uptime and cost improvements. We'll be tracking deployments and customer outcomes. See you next roundup.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.